This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott. Now, please welcome star of Desperate Housewives and his new film, John Tucker Must Die, Jesse Metcalf.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
You're best known as, of course, John, the gardener in Desperate Housewives. A show which Chappers watches all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
He never misses an episode. And Laura loves it too.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
Yeah, we're a big fan of your work.
All right.
Now, are you worried that you'll just be forever known as the gardener of Desperate Housewives?
Well, no, because now I'm John Tucker. Now I'm John Tucker from John Tucker Must Die, so...
So you're not worrying about that at all?
No.
Okay. Are you going to be doing more scenes as the gardener? Because there's a new series of Desperate Housewives coming up, isn't there?
Yep, there is a new series, and actually I've already shot an episode in the third season. And John the Gardener comes back a little older, a little more sophisticated, and he has a kind of chance encounter with Gabrielle, and he seduces her, actually.
Really?
So the tables have turned a little bit.
So how has that worked, then? Because, like, she was kind of... not that interested for a while.
Yeah, well, apparently she gets real interested.
Right.
There's a little bit of a twist. It's actually a really funny episode. Probably the funniest episode I've been a part of. So I think people are going to really enjoy it.
So she suddenly wants you quite bad.
She wants it bad.
How do you seduce her then?
Well, I don't really want to get into the details of the episode and like
just
ruin
a few tips
people.
Will do.
you know.
I really don't. That's the problem.
Here, I'll make it really simple for you.
Yeah.
He's got money now.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. I see. He's coming to money. Now, you did a big gala screening of your new film, John Tucker Must Die, last night. And you did meet one of our listeners, Michelle. Now, do you remember Michelle?
Yeah, I do. She was one of the contest winners, right?
She wasn't a stalker, was she? Too much?
Nah. Not too much.
Michelle?
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, wow. Feeling a bit delicate.
Yeah, same here.
How was it last night then?
Really good. Yeah, very, very funny.
What happened?
What, in the film? Or?
No, I know what happened in the film.
She's like, I watched a film, drank a lot, and now I'm in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drank too much.
Did you?
What happened?
What were you drinking?
Yeah. Wine, lots of it. I did you proud.
Yeah, good work. Now, you didn't do anything to embarrass yourself, did you?
No.
You sure?
No, I'm sure.
Michelle played it cool.
Yeah.
She played it cool.
You weren't stalking Jesse too much?
No.
I hear that you fancied his minder.
Oh, God, he was well fit.
Who is this minder?
I introduced myself to him.
Really? Did you?
Yes.
Right. Well, Michelle, I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling bad, but I hope you had a good time last night.
I did have a very good time.
Okay, good. I'll get the number of the minder for you before we leave.
I'll pass that on, Michelle. I'm not offended.
All right. Speak soon, Michelle.
Thanks.
Sorry if she was a stalker.
Nah, it's all good.
Do you know, we have a way of getting rid of people like that, though.
Hang up on them?
No, it's very popular in the UK. It's called Flirt Divert, right?
Right.
There's a number, which you might want to put in your phone, which is... You must get chatted up a lot, right?
From time to time.
Yeah. So the number is 0770-756-408. What happens is they ask for your phone number, right, while you're out, and you give them our number instead. And then they leave a message. They think they're leaving a message for you, but... they're leaving a message for us instead.
Oh, okay.
So these are some of the people you might avoid having on your phone with our number.
Hi there, Terry. Remember me? It's Randy Mandy. I'm just waiting for you to get back to me. Okay, look forward to hearing to you soon. Bye. Oh, yeah.
She sounds pretty hot, yeah?
That was Randy Mandy.
Randy Mandy.
Remember me, it's Randy Mandy.
So that's one of the many people that we get on Flirt Divert.
Why would you want to divert that? She sounded ready.
Yeah, but there's always a reason why people get given the Flirt Divert number, you know what I'm saying? Like this person.
Hello, I think I might have left me, me sausages and me car seat. I think I put them there anyway. That was the last time I've seen them. Thanks, bye.
So he's left sausages under someone's car seat.
It happens.
They might still be there. It happens, right? So put the number in your phone, please. 0770 756 408. And every time you're in the UK and you get chatted up and you think, nah, okay? You can use the number, all right?
Sounds good.
Give it to any swan dog.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Is it true? You can tell us. Is it true that everyone on Desperate Housewives hates each other? Because we're hearing that a lot.
No.
Really?
No, it's really
no rivalry between those girls?
I'm sure there is. I mean, you know, girls are always competitive, and especially, you know, beautiful, rich, famous girls on popular TV shows are probably even more competitive, but I've never witnessed it. But then again, I have all my scenes with Eva Longoria, and I don't really have any relationships with the other ladies, so
really,
what do I know?
You do what boys do, don't you, and just stay out of it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I learned on the set of Desperate Housewives and on the set of John Tucker, is that sometimes a guy needs to know when to shut up and just see his way out of a conversation.
So they all go back to their trailer and they don't really have much to do with you then?
I go back to my cubicle.
Oh, no one speaks to each other.
they go back to their split-level trailers and I go back to my cubicle.
Now, we saw your film this week, John Tucker Must Die, which is really good, really enjoyable high school movie.
You know, it's kind of, you know, just standard kind of teen genre fare, but it really is a slightly different perspective on the teen comedy, and I think there's a lot of comedic bits in there that I haven't seen in other teen movies, so it is a bit original, and it definitely moves quickly, you know, it's not boring by any means, and it's got a lot of laughs. So
it looks like it was good fun to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's got to be fun. If it's not fun to shoot, it's not going to be fun for people to watch, so.
Basically, the idea is your character is going out with three girls at the same time, but then they all find out and they want to kill you, hence the title, right?
I mean, not literally, but they want to, you know, take me down, ruin my reputation, make me undateable.
That would be dark if they all wanted to kill you.
I know. That'd be kind of a good movie too, though.
That could be the sequel. Can you relate to the movie at all? Are you a bit of a love rat, or have you been?
Yeah, I've had my moments. You know,
I can't imagine that.
Being a young guy in Hollywood, everybody dates around, you know, so I've dated multiple girls at the same time, you know. I mean,
how long ago?
Oh, not so long ago.
Really?
You know, but I mean, I'm certainly not doing that now, but, you know, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, really. I mean, I've never gone to the lengths that John Tucker goes to in the movie. I've never, like, lied and deceived girls, you know, just, I've never really had to. You know, I think it's just kind of assumed in Hollywood that you must be seeing other people.
You know? Should we do the show from Hollywood?
How many girls have you had on the go at once then?
I've had three on the go.
Wicked.
I've had three on the go.
Wicked.
I tell you, man, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. And none of them obviously know about each other. That's quite tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is tough. Difficult. And then I ended up,
tired?
You know, I ended up settling on one, and I ended up going out with her for like 2 years. So
okay. Now, in the film, there is a kind of a theme with thongs. Is that something that you enjoyed? Was that your idea?
No, that actually wasn't originally in the script. It was the director's idea. She kind of came up with that, and I was like, let's do it, whatever. You know, I mean, it's all about getting the laughs in a comedy, and I was like, me running down a hallway in a thong, what could be funnier than that? You know, I mean, it was definitely a first, you know, and it kind of like taking that walk from the trailer to the set in my man thong with my robe on. Yeah. I was sweating a little bit, you know, having to like, you know, do my thing in front of like there was probably 60 extras in that scene, you know, so hey. What the heck?
Did you need a butt double?
No. That's actually my hindquarters.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And I'm proud of it. Yeah.
What is your underwear of choice? Because it's obviously not a thong on a day to day level. Not very practical.
No, not day to day.
No,
not day to day.
Just weekends.
Probably. I don't know. I sport the boxers, but you know, sometimes I go the tighties.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to go the tighties. Little extra support.
I don't ever go tighties. Yeah. No,
or commando. I like to mix it up.
Commando's fun.
Yeah, commando's good.
One day, bizarrely.
Do you play sports at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to tighties when you play sports. Dude.
Well, it's more like
you're just jingle jangling.
No,
and all
they're lycra cycling shorts. Do you wear them?
Those kind of hurt. Wow. Those like compression pants.
Yeah, that's what.
They kind of ride up a little bit.
Well, sometimes you have things that need compressing, you know?
Now, I heard you went on Richard and Judy. Was that yesterday? Richard and Judy?
Yeah, right. That was good fun. They were really cool.
I'm not jealous.
Listen to me sounding like a proper Englishman. That was good fun. I've been here too long.
Yeah. Now, did Richard give you a thong?
Yeah, he gave me some, like, giant-sized thong.
Right, make sure you throw that away.
Yeah, he handed it to me, and I immediately, like, threw it on the table. I was like, I don't know where this has been.
Rich has probably worn that.
I'm sure
he
has.
Or even worse, Judy.
You aren't going to go on there now, are you? If you said that, he's desperate to
edit that out. Now, Laura, who works on the show, has a couple of questions she wants to ask you. Right, she does this a lot, so bear with her.
What's up, Laura?
Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
You are lovely, aren't you, in real life as well?
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Aren't you? I find that he's lovely. Sorry.
You all right?
Got a bit of sweat on. Right. Most people wish that they were better looking, right?
Maybe.
I was just thinking, do you ever wish that you were just slightly ugly just for one day?
Yeah. Yeah. No, sometimes
I do. Just to see what it's like for normal people.
You know what? Sometimes I think a person's looks, an actor's looks, can keep them away from, like, the roles they really want to play, you know, because they don't think that you could be gritty, you know? So, I mean, for me, that's kind of something that I battle. You know, I mean, I don't really get up in the morning and go, I wish I was ugly, because, you know, I just don't. But, you know, from time to time,
Do you spend a bit too long looking at yourself in the mirror?
No, I'm really not that vain.
I don't think I'd ever leave the house.
I'm really not that vain.
So, I think it must be very hard for you. Leave him alone.
Sorry.
But have you got any kind of beauty tips or regimes? Do you have to pluck between your eyebrows to avoid the monobrow thing?
Yeah, you know, I got pretty, you know, thick Italian hair, so, you know, I got to pluck the monobrow, you know. You don't want to have a unibrow.
Do you have to pluck anywhere else?
There's nothing cool about that. No, I don't really pluck anywhere else.
Wax.
You know, you got to do the maintenance. I mean, I'm not a waxer, but I do the occasional.
Have you got hair
undercarriage maintenance?
Yeah.
You know, I got some hair on my back. I wouldn't say I have a hairy back, but you know, doesn't that kind of come a little later in life?
Mm. What are you looking at me for?
You have any input on that?
How rude.
Doesn't that come sprouting up? You know what?
So, what's next for you? What's going to happen next after the film?
What's next for me? I'm looking for my next film. You know, I have kind of a romantic comedy on the horizon that could possibly come together. Definitely nothing in the teen genre, that's right. For sure. I've graduated from high school.
Right. We have something that you might be interested in, but obviously you're saying that you're trying to mature a bit now. Have you heard of Laura's Diary?
No.
Right, basically, Laura's sister found her old diary back in her bedroom at home and started reading out bits of it on this show, right? And it's become very popular, hasn't it?
Very.
It's a real interesting read, mostly revolving around her failed attempts to get a boyfriend. Now, we think we've got Hilary Duff to play the part of Laura. We're doing the movie. Would you be up for playing maybe Jamie?
But is this the love interest?
Yeah.
Or is this like the jerk guy in school that turns her down?
No. She was really into Jamie.
Well, did you ever get with Jamie? Then I'm in.
Yeah. Right. So we've got Hilary and Jesse. Amazing.
Radio. Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we've been looking on the internet recently, and we've noticed there are a lot of adverts for gardening jobs at the moment. So maybe, if it's okay, maybe you should apply for some. We thought you could do that. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so have you seen some of my work on Wisteria Lane?
Yeah, that's quite good.
Hello, sir.
I'm calling about the gardening position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does this job entail exactly?
Basically, it's groundwork. Generally looking after landscaped areas within our portfolio.
Okay.
Some slabbing work.
Slabbing?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm well versed in slabbing.
Slabbing.
Oh, slabbing. Oh, okay, okay. Well, I quite like gardening with my shirt off. Is that a problem for you guys?
Yes, it probably would be, yeah.
It would?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are there any sexy young women that work in the area?
No, not in Thurmaston, sorry.
Not in Thurmaston?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a wife?
Yes, why?
Because I'm just, you know, inquiring because maybe she has a bush that needs trimming.
Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.